All right, well, like I said, I'm running a DB20 radio attitude. Excuse me. About 90% of people out here are running a DB20, or maybe not that high, but pretty much a lot of them. It's a mobile, but I'm running it on a power supply. And like I said, even through the watt meter, it told me 19.8 on the high side, so it's dumping 20 watts. It's getting up around 20 watts there. You know, they always round it up to the nearest watt. Because like I said, when I went to buy the file thing, you know, I was thinking, yeah, 10 watts of these little handhelds. Yeah, right. You know, but still, I got them anyway, and I was able to talk them on the repeater. And then when I got the EB20 and I got the Nagoya magnet mount, I have it on a cookie sheet behind me, my antenna. And then there was a time there I got a little curious about what the SWR was. I was kind of worried a little bit, so I bought the SWR watt meter and I put it in line. I have a 1.2. I'm not going to mess with it. I'm not going to try to bring it down to 1.1 or flat match. I'm not going to bother it. The little bit of power that's being reflected back into the radio at 1.2 is not enough to worry that much about there, Roger.
Roger that.
Yep, I'm an old CB guy. That was my big thing back in, I don't know, 20 years ago. All of us at work, we had them in our work trucks, and we were running linears and all that fun stuff.